The project, dubbed Climate Change Action, will be implemented in Koboko District, Upper Isilila. The project's officer says the second phase of the project targets 100 beneficiaries, as it will be embarking on tree planting as of protecting the environment.
We selected some representatives from all the groups we had under CERID to train, and they will also go back to their groups to train other members. Currently we have 25 youth, but majority are women.
According to Y. Isaac, the executive director for CERID, says the organization received a total of Ugandan shillings 29 million to implement 1 year's project that aims at sensitizing the women and youth on effects of deforestation and climatic change. Speaking to some of the beneficiaries during their training yesterday, a section said the skills they have acquired will be important to help them in improving their livelihoods.
I'm called Avenue Kalso. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to educate very many people on how to use the briquettes and making them, and also at the same time sell others to the rest so that we can create money out of them.
I'm called Ajunye Chelina. They trained us how to use charcoal dust, so I have come to know that there are many things that we used to throw unknowingly. Even the peels of potato, the peels of matoke.
In a move to restrain the rapid degradation of environment in Koboko District, CERID, with funding from United Nations Development Programme, trained more than 29 people in briquette making as a way of improving their livelihood and conserving the environment.